Gita, Maya Dhyakshena Prakritik Suyate Sachara Charam. This is also further explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 5:59-61. Because Prakriti, material nature, is dull and inert, it cannot actually be the cause of the material world. Lord Krishna shows his mercy by infusing his energy into the dull, inert material nature. Just as thus Prakriti, by the energy of Lord Krishna, becomes the secondary cause, just as iron becomes red hot by the energy of fire. Therefore, Lord Krishna is the original cause of the cosmic manifestation. Prakriti is like the nipples on the back of the goat, for they cannot give any milk. Thus, it is a great mistake on the part of the material scientists and philosophers to think that the matter moves independently. Okay, in the verse 39, I'll just read it. My Lord, as the original boar within the universe, you fought and killed the great demon Hiranyaksha. Then you lifted me, the earth, from the Garbharaka ocean on the end of your tusks, exactly as a supporting elephant plucks a lotus flower from the water. I bow down before you. So, here in those two verses, I mean especially the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that there's a question, right? Why did Krishna create this material world? It's only to meant for people to suffer. That's what it looks like. So then why did he do it? But actually, the reality is different, as Srila Prabhupada points out. It's not created for the living entity to suffer, but it's made for them to enjoy it. Why? Because they are in illusion, they think that they can actually enjoy the matter. That's illusion. So then, how to understand it? How do we get the understanding and actually the realization that yes, this material world is not here for us to suffer, but this material world is here because I was so stupid to think that I can enjoy something, I can enjoy matter. If we realize this, then we can start seeing the material world from completely different perspective. We can start seeing the material world from the Krishna conscious perspective. And we can start understanding that, wow, okay, I was foolish, but now I can do something about it. I can take up devotional service. I can take up chanting of the holy name. And by that, I can get out of this material world. It is indeed a place of suffering. But we don't want to suffer. But we are going to suffer because we cannot enjoy. But we think we can enjoy. And that's the foolishness which we are facing. So we have to get more intelligent. So now, just last time we were discussing how to get more intelligent and what actually Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do. Now, I mean we were talking about samskaras, we were talking about the importance, we were talking about studying Srila Prabhupada's books, we were talking about the importance of the devotional service, specifically importance of the chanting of the holy name. So, and these actually created some questions in minds of some devotees. And I was thinking it's very important to explain that, to properly understand the point of view. Because to study Srila Prabhupada's books, that's the most important thing. But to study means to apply what is Srila Prabhupada saying. Not pick and choose what we want, but actually do it the way Srila Prabhupada wants us to do that. And apply it in your own lives. Live it. Then we can realize it. So then, how to do that? Now, we were not talking about samskaras, and then the thing was that Srila Prabhupada actually never mentioned that we should do samskaras. He said, garbhara samskara, yeah, we should do. No, then somebody pointed out, then vivaha also okay, but no, we should not get into the other things. Now, as we were explaining that why do we do samskaras, right? And what does it mean to do samskaras? Then some devotees, then they ask, well, but Srila Prabhupada said that studying just the four books, which are Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chitna Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, right? Those four books are enough. And what Srila Prabhupada says actually, right? It's from Madhya Lila, Chitna Charitamrita. One should not partially study a book just to pose oneself as a great scholar by being able to refer to scriptures. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have therefore limited our study to the Vedic literatures, to the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. These four works are sufficient for preaching purposes. They are adequate for the understanding of the philosophy and the spreading of missionary activities all over the world. If one studies a particular book, he must do so thoroughly. That is the principle. By thoroughly studying a limited number of books, one can understand the philosophy. So it's clear. If you thoroughly understand these four books, then that's enough. There is no need to study anything else. Right? It's clear. Now, here's another quote from Bhagavatam. A conditioned soul in the material world has the disqualification of cheating. He has four disqualifications. He is sure to commit mistakes, he is sure to be illusioned, he is prone to cheat others, and his senses are imperfect. But if one carries out the order of the spiritual master by disciplic succession or the parampara system, he overcomes the four defects. Therefore, knowledge received from a bona fide spiritual master is not cheating. Any other knowledge which is manufactured by the conditioned soul is cheating only. Brahma knew well that Kardama Muni exactly carried out the instructions received from him and that he actually honored his spiritual master. To honor the spiritual master means to carry out his instruction word for word. Right? So then, now we have to carry the instruction of Srila Prabhupada word for word. And what are the words of Srila Prabhupada in those four books? So we have to be very conscious and try to find the essence. What is actually Srila Prabhupada giving us? What is the mood? So now, to these two quotes, then we will come a little later. Now we will see what Srila Prabhupada quotes in his books, and it's in Bhagavad Gita, and what he says about samskaras. The word abhijatasya, in reference to one born of transcendental qualities or godly tendencies, is very significant. To beget a child in the godly atmosphere is known in the Vedic scriptures as garbharana samskara. If the parents want a child in the godly qualities, they should follow the 10 principles recommended for the social life of the human being. In Bhagavad Gita, we have studied also before that sex life for begetting a good child is Krishna himself. Sex life is not condemned, provided the process is used in Krishna consciousness. Those who are in Krishna consciousness at least should not beget children like cats and dogs, but should beget them so that they may become Krishna conscious after birth. That should be the advantage of children born with father and mother absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, then the purport to verse 1, 2 and 3. So, if the parents want a child in the godly qualities, they should follow the 10 principles recommended for the social life of the human being. What is that? The 10 samskaras. So, Srila Prabhupada clearly says that. So if we doubt that, no, he never said you should follow samskara. Here it is, from the book, not from the discussion, conversation, letter. There are also, but this is directly from the book, from Bhagavad Gita. Now, and what he says, if the parents want a child in the godly qualities, they should follow. He didn't say they may follow. He said should follow. So, that's a very significant point. Right? And so, why is he doing it? Why is Srila Prabhupada saying so? Because Acharya says so. The Acharyas, they spend time not to prepare, to write the book. Bhaktivinoda Thakur to translate it, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada to translate it, or to finish it, to publish it again, right? It's very important. So therefore, we should follow. But who should follow? This is for Grihasthas. This is nothing to do with Brahmacharis, nothing to do with Sannyasis, and in fact, not even Vanaprasthas, right? So yes, this is specifically for Grihasthas. So you want to become Grihastha, you should follow this. You don't want to be Grihastha, don't bother with it. Don't worry. Right? Now, if you want to be Grihastha, that's your desire. Even spiritual master cannot order you to become a Grihastha. If he does, you can refuse that and it's not aparad. You can do that. That's the only one instruction you can refuse. And it's bona fide. So it's your decision that you get married. Nobody else's. And then you get married not because you want to become purely in Krishna consciousness. That's because you want to get into some more enjoyment, some way or other. Subtle or gross, doesn't matter. But you want to do it so that you want to realize that you are not this body and you want to get out. That's the meaning of Grihastha. And how you do it? In Krishna consciousness. So therefore, why would you refuse to follow the samskaras? Now, as I said, man, we see great difference between boys who do have samskaras and who don't have samskaras. I heard many times boys saying, if I would have the samskaras, everything would be much easier. So, but what can you do? Nobody can do anything. But I never heard anybody saying, who had the samskaras, saying, well, if I wouldn't have the samskaras, it's better. Never ever anything like that I heard. And in fact, if it comes to, then I also would like, I would be more happy if my parents would do samskaras for me. They didn't do. the life will be much easier for me. I could focus more on the chanting of the holy name, more on the devotional service, right? But okay, I didn't get, but I cannot do anything about it. But I understand why is it important. But I don't understand one thing is why the parents want to deny the samskaras for their own children. I think it's very stupid, in fact. It's foolish. The parents should try to give their best to the children. So, if they want the children to be in godly qualities, they should follow. You see, and when we say that we should, anyway, just chant the holy name, everything will be okay. It may be okay for you, but why don't you try to give the best to the child? And in fact, when we say just chant the holy name, so then what does Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada say about what does chanting of the holy name means? By service to the holy name, we do not mean only the chanting of the holy name. It also includes the other duties of the chanter. If we serve the holy name with the body, mind and soul, then the direction of that service spontaneously manifests like the sun in the clear sky of the chanter's heart. What is the nature of the holy name? Eventually, all these understandings spontaneously appear in the heart of one who chants the holy name. So, other services of the chanter, not just the chanting of the holy name, that means serve the holy name. Right? So, it's the consciousness. You can serve, you can do anything you want, and you can chant the holy name. You can even, you know, bigger children having sex, think of the holy name. But you can be chanting the holy name and think of sex, if you want to. Why not? Depends on your consciousness. So the samskaras help you to purify the consciousness. So you can think of what you want to think. So if you want to think about Krishna, you can think of Krishna. You don't become disturbed. So, then, in another, that's a lecture by Srila Prabhupada. So, samskara bhavet vijaha. By reformation, by following the regulative principle of how to elevate oneself to the knowledge of Brahman, that is called samskara. There are 10 kinds of samskaras, reformatory. This very system is very scientific, system to elevate the humankind to the highest perfection of life. So, samskara bhavet vijaha. Then, when the samskara is given, when the spiritual master sees that this boy is now competent to study Vedas, that requires a qualification. A Shudra is not allowed to study Vedas. There is restriction. So that's from 1966, the 10th of July, Bhagavatam class. Another, Garbharana Samskara means the child born out of sex life of the father and mother must come out a very nice child, not like the cat and dog. That is called Garbharana Samskara. Those who are in the higher position of the society, they are obliged to observe the 10 kinds of purificatory processes, out of which the first purificatory process is Garbharana Samskara. So the parents, when they take to sex life for begetting nice children, there is Garbharana Samskara. And if one does not observe this Garbharana Samskara, he immediately falls down to the groups of Shudra from Brahmanical position. These are the injunctions in the Vedic literature. Sex life is not denied, but one must take responsibility for sex life. Otherwise, he becomes entangled in so many sinful activities. That's from 1st of July, 72, and I don't know what it is. It's a AC.SD. Okay, in the next, according to Vedic system, unless the human society comes to the institution of Varnashrama Dharma, they are not to be accepted as human society. The system, the whole system was to gradually educate people to be elevated to the spiritual platform for understanding Krishna consciousness. That was the whole scheme. Vishnu, Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashanti Surayo. To train people to become civilized, Surayo, means that they will observe to the ultimate goal of life, Vishnu Paramam Padam. How to approach Lord Vishnu? How to approach the Vaikuntha, Param Dhamma, by spiritual progressive life. That was there. Every human being was given chance to go back home, back to Godhead. That is considered as human civilization. Human civilization does not mean to improve the method of eating, sleeping, mating and defending, as it is going on now. The quality has been polished, but actually the human civilization has not improved, because the quality, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, that is given special stress, but not to the point of goal of life, reaching Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Pada Sada Pashanti Surayo. That we have neglected. So, okay, it's clear now we see Varnashrama system in that follow the Vedic culture, right? And in that the samskaras we should follow. Now, Srila Prabhupada, then in one conversation, then he says, okay, there was a, it's from room conversation in London, 73. Paramahamsa, Srila Prabhupada, I wanted to ask you that in your lectures you continually speak of the 10 samskaras that children should have. Srila Prabhupada, well, that is not possible. Paramahamsa, oh, Prabhupada, that is not possible. It is very difficult. One samskara, that initiation samskara, and marriage samskara, 2-3 samskaras can be done. Not the 10. It is not possible. Now the circumstances will not allow. It is very difficult. So now, okay, we should not do it, right? What is Prabhupada saying? Understanding word by word, the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. What is he saying? He says, now the circumstances will not allow. It is very difficult. He's right. Example can be taken when Srila Prabhupada was installing Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. Then he called smarta brahmanas for the installation. Harinam is enough. We know that. Srila Prabhupada knows that. He called smarta brahmanas to do the yajna, to perform the Pram Pratishtha for the deities. Why? Because he wanted everybody to know, okay, these deities are installed. Right? Now, when the Brahmanas were doing the Yajna, then Srila Prabhupada made comments and he pointed to some of his disciples. He said, you should also learn like this. So now, at that time, they didn't know. They could not have done it. So then Srila Prabhupada called somebody who knows the mantras. But time went and devotees learned. Now the devotees can install the deities, open the temple on their own. Because they follow the padati by the disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, they wrote out the padati. So now we know how to install deities, so we don't have to call smarta brahmanas. We can do it the Vaishnava way. So, the same way, the samskaras, yes, it's very difficult. You have to have some purity, you have to have somebody who knows, right? So at that time, nobody knew And therefore it was very difficult. The circumstances did not allow. Now it is possible. Why should we deny it? Why should we not do it? It's not about the brahmacharya, it's not about the sannyasis, it's about the grihasthas. Why not? No, one reason. There's no reason. So, now, okay, and then one more, two more. There are 10 kinds of sanctifying processes. Even when the father is going to give, even when the father is going to give birth to the child, he has to undergo a ritualistic ceremony, which is called Garbhadhana Samskara, seed-giving ceremony. That is the Vedic function, Garbhadhana. But in the Kali Yuga, all these samskaras are not followed strictly. Otherwise, according to Shastra, if the Garbhadhana Samskara is not done, Garbhadhana Samskara is especially recommended for the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, especially the Brahmanas. So now, in this age, no samskara is adopted. Therefore, he remains a Shudra. Janmana Jayate Shudraha. Because the purificatory processes are not practiced. Therefore, Janmana Jayate Shudraha. And in this age, Kali Yuga, the processes are not observed. Therefore, Shastra says, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In this age, Kali Yuga, it is everyone is Shudra. Kalau Shudra Sambhava. That's a lecture from Bhagavad Gita on 20 September 71. And the last one. The whole human society is suffering for want of good brain. Created a nonsense democracy. A carpenter is called to fight. A cow slaughterer is called to preside over the meeting. What is this? One must be fit for the business. If you want to make one king, he must be just like royal ideas, always thinking of the welfare of the citizens. Just like Yudhishthira Maharaj. The whole business was now the people will be happy. When Parikshit Maharaj was born, the child, it is the Vedic system, as soon as the child is born, immediately expert brahmanas, astrologers are called. Automatically that is called Jata Kriya. There is function. There are 10 kinds of functions. From the point of begetting a child up to the point of death, there are samskaras or reformatory processes. By that processes, a human being is made perfect. That is called Dasha Vidha Samskara. 10 kinds of processes. This Upanayana, this initiation, offering the sacred thread, that is also out of those 10 processes. The beginning of the process is called Garbhadhana, begetting a child. It is not sex enjoyment. It is a process by which you produce nice child. If you produce nice children, then the world is peaceful. But if you produce cats and dogs, how can you expect peace and prosperity? Therefore, that is a process. Garbhadhana Samskara. In this way, the Vedic system is the perfect process for creating civilized human being. It was in 4th of July, 1970, San Francisco. So then how to understand it? How do we connect these things? Srila Prabhupada, he is saying in Bhagavad Gita, then yes, the grihasthas should perform samskaras. Then, should we perform samskaras? No. In this age, then no. We really, it's too difficult. So, now the circumstances don't allow. So then, then he says, if you want for your child good brain, do it. If you want your child to have good godly qualities, do it. Right? So, and from the first quote, then, okay, studying the 4 books, it's enough. You don't need anything else. You can preach and you can actually understand devotional service if you follow the instructions in those four books word to word. So what do we do? How can we then follow the samskaras, but at the same time don't waste time studying the books about samskaras? Because the four books are enough. The samskara is not one of those, right? Satkara Saradipika, written by the acharyas, no, Gopalapada Goswami, one of the Goswamis. But still, Srila Prabhupada, no, he didn't say, and one of those is Satkara Saradipika. So what do we do? Now, there's a contradiction. Not at all. Srila Prabhupada is talking about Varnashrama system. He's talking about the system, the Vedic system, how to apply. These samskaras were followed by the parents of Srila Prabhupada, right? These samskaras are part of the culture, they are part of the life of the devotees. So now we don't know how to do it. Okay, we need to read some book about how to do it. But it should not be like this. These samskaras should be normal activity of every grihastha. You want to have child? Okay, Garbhana Samskara, it's like this. Your mother should tell you. Your father should tell you. You want to do Namakarana, you want to do Jatakarma or something, just, you know, okay, let's call the priest, the samskara should be done. I know how to do it, but no, the priest should be there. It's a culture. That way you don't have to study extra books. It's just daily life. You apply it in your life that way, and then you will follow the samskaras. You will follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada without needing to study anything else than the four books. But it has to become part of our culture, and that can only become part of our culture if we want it to become. We must want it. And again, I'm saying the brahmacharis could care less. So the sannyasis and so the vanaprasthas. So who must care are the grihasthas. If they care, then others can help. But the brahmacharis, until they are brahmacharis and the sannyasis, they are not going to garbhana samskara. So some desire must be there. So now we know, okay, Srila Prabhupada wants it. So why don't we now look into our own desires, ourselves, and then maybe I should do something about it. At least try to think about it. It's nothing now against the four regulative principles that you do perfectly garbhana samskara. In fact, if you do properly, you know, with everything, including, you know, chanting 64 rounds minimum that day, and studying Srimad Bhagavatam that day, being focused, you know, thoroughly, then the garbhana samskara can be one of the most enlightening moments in your life, Krishna conscious way. Could be. But you have to want it. Then we can follow the instructions word by word. Mary, any questions? Please, you can ask. Yeah, please give the mic.
You just tell me what are the 10, starting with the birth samskaras, what are the 10 samskaras? Just really quickly.
Okay, yes, all right. So the first one, then Srila Prabhupada is Garbhana Samskara. Now, this is for the consciousness of the child. Then there are some skaras like Shoshanti Homa. That's for the wife's well-being. Then there is a Pumsavana, which is for to make sure during the first pregnancy that a male child gets born. Okay. Then there are Jata Karma. Before that, there is something. Jata Karma is the birth. So then the child is born. Then there is a Nishkramana. You take the child not to the temple, to actually him, to see the deities and the deities see him. Then there is a Namakarana, giving a name. Then the first grain ceremony, right? Then you have Chudakarana, cutting the hair. Then Karnaveda, piercing the ears of the child. Then which one? Yeah, Vidyaramba. Then when he enters into the school, so then he learns to write, he writes Hare Krishna. And then Upanayanam. Then he gets the invitation, so now you can study the Vedic mantras, Vedic books. And Samavartana. Then he graduates. And after that, Vivahayagya, he gets married. And then after he gets married, Garbhana Samskara again. I don't know, how many you got? 13, okay. There are, some are not so important. Yes, there is. Shraddha. There are Shraddha also done by the Smartas, and there are Shraddhas done by the Vaishnavas. We follow the Vaishnava Padati. That means the body of the person is burned, the ashes are now put into Ganga, and then it's made, big feast is offered to the Vaishnavas, and the remnants from the feast are offered to the person, the departed person. So that's the Vaishnava Shraddha. Sorry?
As you're approaching death.
Oh, yeah?
Not after you die, as you're coming.
It's part of it. Devotees are around chanting the holy name.
Okay.
No, putting tulsi leaves in the mouth of the person, or giving him prasad, and encouraging him to chant. Yes. Can I get the mic?
Discussion of the samskaras, I know that in traditional Indian families this is not a big deal at all. It just gets done just like that. In my family, it goes on like this. It's not a big deal. We don't make a big deal out of we should do samskara. It's just part of life. But the problem with ISKCON is that we are still struggling with our basic samskara, which is Vivahayagya. We don't understand the importance of Vivahayagya. We just do diverse left, right and center. It's supposed to be that you can't diverse. It's not possible. That basic thing is not understood. So because of that, so many other complications are following through. That there is no seriousness in Vivahayagya, and that gives rise to all other complications of grihastha life, which is that people don't understand the importance of samskaras. People don't understand that, and they just try to poo-poo it, or do so many things. Unless we understand that grahastha life is something serious issue, it's not a come in and come get out job. You know, you try it, it doesn't work, okay, throw it. It's not like that. If you're in, you're in. That's it. The only way to get out of it, either you die or you take sannyas. There's no other way of getting out of it. Vanaprastha is his wife. Okay? So don't think you want a person, you can run away from your wife. Okay? So there's only two ways of getting out of marriage. Either take sannyas or you die. That's it. So unless people understand this basic thing, then you keep on discussing, we require samskara, we don't require samskara, what is this, what is that, what is not that. So the basic thing is to understand that grahastha life is a serious issue. It's not a joke. And to have children in grahastha life is a big responsibility. Not that have them and dump them. It's not like that. It's not that system. And the basic system of grahastha life is also to have children. It's not that you have a companion for emotional support and then do so many things which I don't know, whatever it is. So, of course, if Krishna doesn't give you a child, that's a different story. But if you're getting into marriage, you should know that it's for children. It's not for anything else. And that's a very pious act. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you have referred that, that's a pious act. So it takes some generations to understand this, generations for training to understand this. So the only remedy, according to me, is to keep on telling people that this has to be done. Then the people quote Prabhupada, oh, Prabhupada allowed divorce. No, Prabhupada tolerated divorce. Sometimes he said that, you know, very clearly that Prabhupada allowed his disciples to do divorce because he didn't want his disciples to do a second offense, which is disobeying the spiritual master. There are some letters which Prabhupada has written very clearly where he says that, we should have contracts, we should make people sign contracts when they do marriage. Because he thought that Western people would understand only contracts, not the mantras. So, you know, he said we should make them sign contracts. So this is a very deep issue which will take some generations to resolve. But the thing is that we need to keep on telling them that, you know, this, we have to do samskara, when we get married, we should be responsible, all these things, you know. Then I think slowly, Prabhupada said that take three generations to get some sensible devotees.
That's there, but we have to, you know, create the generations.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. You keep on telling them that, you know, that this is what you have to do,
No, you mentioned also it's impossible now, but who makes it impossible? No,
I'm not saying it is impossible now. I'm saying it is very much possible because in my family it is being done. You know, it's not a big deal. We don't make a big deal out of samskara. We don't say, oh, you have to do samskara, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. No, it just gets done.
Exactly, that's what it is.
It's not that,
and
you know...
Srila Prabhupada was actually, you know, very strict about how children should be, you know, properly, you know, taken care of. That there is one letter to one Mataji, and he came to know that she actually does deity worship, does, you know, puja, aratis, and because of that she has no time for the child, so somebody is still taking care of the child. So she is 4 years old, and then you can give it to me and I will take care of him, but until then you have to take responsibility. So worshiping the deities is more important. No, you are a mother. You have to take care of your child. That's most important for you. So, and then, no, after that, well, Gurukula, you can put child in the Gurukula, all right. Now you can do some other things. No, but it's very, very important that we catch on that. And you see, now, in our society, we are, you know, preaching to youth, right? But the youth, like IITs and things like that, and you know, we make a lot of devotees, and it's very promising, it's very good. But preaching to the devotees that way, what are we creating? First generation? It's always the first generation. Because what are they going to do? They are, okay, going to get married, this, that. And then you see, now, most of the devotees, where do they put their children? Into some school, government curriculum. It may call Gurukul, but still there's like a government curriculum there to fulfill some, so get the diploma, go and work, no? And then preach to the next first generation. The second generation means that you have done Garbhana Samskara for the child, you've done the samskaras, the child went through Gurukul education, and then, you know, being Krishna conscious, then he can have children, those, his children will be second generation. So
true, that's how paramparas normally go forward.
Yeah, that's a second generation. So we are struggling kind of like to even create the second generation. So, and then after that, as you said, not give it 2-3 generations, but like this, that we understand, we do it, and we get some limited understanding. But our children will get more understanding because they see the effects on them. They see, oh, my parents did samskaras for me, and no, for my friend they didn't do, and it's much easier for me to do devotional service than for my friend because he is so disturbed. So I will definitely do for my children. And the friend will see, oh, my friend, he is much better because his parents did. I will do for my children. That's the association. So if we do it like this, by the association, you will see the whole society will do. And then by that, then we will get second generation children. They will have third generation children. But until then, no, it will still be first generation.
So we have to keep on telling them, do samskara, do samskara,
yes.
Do samskara.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Okay, so we will end here. Then please think about it. And that there was some announcement, I think, in
URA.
I got it. Oops, garment drop. Okay, so now, announcement. Here in this room, evening Bhagavad Gita class in English starts this Wednesday, July 9th at 7:30 p.m. And need volunteers to lecture. Okay, Bhakta Jeff. So need volunteers to come, and somebody talks and somebody listens. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Jai Prabhupada ki? Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande.